You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Dave here with Casey, and each week at the Football Radio Show, we give you our expert insight, analysis, and opinions on the top trending stories in the NFL. Casey, are you ready, sir?
Not yet. Hold on.
Get ready.
Now I'm ready.
All right. Our next stop.
Ready? I'm ready.
The Trend Zone, Casey. And in this week's episode, we will talk all kinds of nugs, our fantasy go back start of the week, survivor picks, and of course, the best couple of games coming up in week 8. But first, Casey, let's get started. Are you holding a nug for the people?
Oh, multiple nugs, Dave, and I'm ready to distribute those said nugs.
Nice.
Why do we love the NFL, dude? Because week to week, you never know what the hell's going to happen, and the games are so freaking close. It's beautiful, dude. There's been 80 games this season within one score in the fourth quarter through the first 7 weeks of the season, Dave. That's the most ever in NFL history, bro.
Damn, the parody is so delicious in the NFL, man. You never know what's going to happen. You got to just watch and be shocked.
No doubt, dude. And check this out, bro. 7 teams. Baltimore, Carolina, Detroit, Indianapolis, the New York Giants, Tennessee, and Washington. They've all had every one of their games within one score in the fourth quarter, dude.
That is some awesome stuff. Well, if you want a nail-biter, folks, just tune into my Chargers. They're accustomed to getting ahead by a large margin and then giving that back. Last couple of weeks, they've done a little better. It was a 17-point deficit in Atlanta against the Falcons, and the Chargers were able to overcome that and get a 33-30 win in overtime, dude. And the Chargers have actually done that 3 straight seasons, got down by 17 or more points and make a comeback. That's only the 5th team in NFL's history to do that in 3 straight seasons, man. So the NFL, man,
dude,
it's crazy
stuff.
I wonder
if the Chargers are the only team to blow a 13-point lead and overcome a 17-point deficit in the second half.
Wouldn't that surprise me, man. We've had a peculiar season, to say the least, right? All right, Case, moving on. Speaking of some amazing stuff this year, Miami running back Jay Ajayi has got things going on, bro.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. He rushed for over 200 yards last week, and that's 2 straight weeks, bro, that he's gone over 200 yards. And man, this came at the time when Miami was left for dead, dude.
Yeah.
Jay comes in there, leads him. They've had 2 straight wins, but 200 yards, bro, back-to-back weeks. Nobody's done that since 1970, dude.
Yeah, and only 4 players in NFL history have done that, dude, including OJ, Earl Campbell, Ricky Williams, and now Jay Ajayi. It's a pretty impressive group there, man.
Yeah, dude, and he's going to get lots more carries. Aaron Foster retires this week, so now Ajayi is the main dude there in Miami. And this is a cat 2 years ago, man. A lot of people had the Cowboys linked too, but then there was all that stuff in the draft. He had the bad knee. He's not going to be able to sustain a career. Well,
yeah.
Knee looked pretty good to me so far, man.
In those last 2 weeks. All right, Casey. Speaking of knees, let's move down the appendage there to the foot area. You want to talk about a kicker?
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. Maybe I have already
reached
into the sack of nugs here, though. But, dude, there is one kicker that we can all agree is a total OG and one of the best ever. That's Adam Vinatieri, dude.
Yeah.
He had 2 field goals this weekend. That's 43 in a row for Vinatieri. That's the longest streak in NFL history. This cat is money, dude. Won a couple Super Bowls. Now he's hit the longest streak there ever, and it knocks Mike Vandercrap off the list there, so you know a Colts fan is doubly stoked about that. Our dumb kicker got liquored up and went on TV and started talking about Pate.
Gonzo, baby. All right, speaking of money performers, Casey, let's talk about Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford, dude. This is 3 straight weeks that he has led his team to a fourth quarter comeback, man. This one ended in a touchdown pass to Anquan Boldin, and overcame a Washington, what looked like it was going to be a Washington win, man. Oh. But the way Matthew Stafford is playing right now, you know, it is making this Detroit team look like they could really emerge as a powerhouse in the NFC, man. That
big time, dude. That, right. Jim Bob Cooter offense is going. There's no Megatron there, dude. And there's no running backs there either, man. They're just working whoever can be healthy enough to run it back there. So I'm very impressed with what Detroit's doing, man. They've looked solid in the fourth quarter. If they just get started a little bit earlier, they'd be feeling pretty good, but it's rocking up there in Detroit Rock City, babe. You got that right, my friend.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Casey, let's move on to the much-anticipated go-back start of the week. I have no go-back start because I was totally dominant in both my leagues, Casey. But what about you? How you feeling about your fantasy regrets?
Well, I was going to ask you about your other league. I really wanted to know.
Hey, I've got a winning team in the other league, Casey.
All right. You know what? I won again, but the sweetest thing about that is I knocked the fuzzy Nitschkes from the ranks of the undefeated in the UFL, brought those guys a little back down to earth, and, dude, that's cashing for me 3 straight weeks. So
nice. And you were able to utilize a little Charger running back, Melvin Gordon, in that, right?
That's right, bro, scoring a league-leading 10th touchdown, dude. He's the third highest fantasy running back in the NFL right now. And I think I picked him up, like, I want to say, you know, it was definitely after the fourth round. I think it was even later, sixth or eighth, something like that. But he's earned a starting position, baby.
No doubt. He couldn't find the end zone at all last year. And he's making himself very well familiar with the end zone this year, right?
And, dude, this was a cat in college that was insane, obviously. Yeah. So that Charger team is run blocking a little bit better, too. It's not like they have top-of-the-line receivers out there, but they're finding ways to get it done. Wiz and Hunt back in the mix. That is and of course, the boy Phillip Rivers running it, man. That's a solid L.
No doubt about it. It's one of the best offenses right now in the league. So see if they can keep it going. Running the football pretty decent with Melvin Gordon.
All right, Dave, time to get to our survivor picks. I've been hanging on by a thread with one last strike. I put my money on the best bet you could ever go with, New England Patriots. I live to tell another tale.
Yeah, and I'm still unblemished in the 3 strikes lead and also quite alive in the bigger pool with the single elimination, Casey. I had my survivor banked on Cincy this week in the Battlefield, Ohio, as they handled the Browns. Once the Browns got to their sixth or seventh quarterback, I was feeling a little more comfortable. And Cincy was, in fact, the most popular correct pick. But Casey, I'll take this opportunity to say that Atlanta was the most popular incorrect pick. I thank my Chargers for that. And that knocked out 3 people in the single elimination pool. It's a big one there. Let's chop that thing down to 14 remaining.
Ooh, nice. Couple girl on the line, baby. I like it. All right, Dave, let's get to the week 8 matchups, brother.
All right, dude. Get it started with the Redskins at the Bengals. This one's over the pond in London at Twickenham.
Yeah, the Skins, man. They had won 4 in a row before losing that heartbreaker at the hands of the Detroit Lions. Bengals bounced back and crushed the Browns. Hopefully what we're seeing in Jeremy Hill is where they're going to be able to keep going moving forward and run the ball, man. He had over 160 yards and looked strong there. But you got to be really impressed by the way this Redskins team is coming around. Despite that loss, Kirk Cousins is playing pretty good football.
Yeah, they were on a tear there, and they just came up a little short last week.
Except Matt Jones, if he could quit fumbling, dude, that would be pretty sweet. He's drawing me in my other league. All right, Dave, up next, the team I know that you love, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Red.
They're going to play in Indy, Coulter hosting. And the Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are easing Jamaal Charles back into it. And the reason they are not really pressing that issue is because Spencer Ware's running the ball so well for this football team. Third best in the NFL, almost 130 yards per game right now. Alex Smith still being very efficient, game manager, if you want to call it that. And then you got the Colts on the other side. They went over the pond and into London and got it done last week. Andrew Luck, doing what he needs to do to keep that team pointed in the right direction. And he's played well against the Chiefs in the past.
No, big time back in the playoffs a few years back, 443 yards and 4 touchdowns. and he's dominating at home. He's got 300 or more pass yards in five of his last six games, 15 touchdowns, and over 100 passer rating in that span, dude. And by the way, second highest scoring quarterback in fantasy this year. Oh, he's on the foul boys.
That's no surprise. He always lights up the fantasy scoreboard. All right, Case, let's move it along. Up next, it's the high scoring Arizona Cardinals against the unbelievably struggling Carolina Panthers right now. Panthers at home, favored by 2.5 in this one.
Yeah, dude, this is a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game that the Panthers destroyed the Cardinals 49-15 and actually sent them on the tail slide, dude. Both of these teams are disappointing this year. The Cardinals looked like they had the Seahawks beat last week, couldn't do it, ended up in a tie. They're sitting at 3-3-1 now. Panthers would love to be at 3-3-1, dude. They're 1-5. They've just been out of sorts, but the defense has really struggled with those guys. Cam looks to be getting a little healthier in offense, and same with the running back there, Jonathan Stewart, but they need to get that offense going, bro.
Yeah, I mean, this is shocking for both of these teams to be where they are right now. NFC powerhouses from the last several years really struggling so far this year.
All right, up next, we got a tasty game, Dave. The New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills, and the Patriots are 6-point favorites on the road. Yeah, I said that was tasty. I'll stand by that.
Nice. Well, obviously, this one's a big, big game for Rex Ryan and these Bills right now. If they want a chance to actually win this division, they've already got the Patriots in game one against the Jacoby Brissett's. But this is Tom Brady. It's a whole different world. But Tom Brady, since he's been back after the illegitimate, unbelievable suspension, which he was victimized by, he's been destroying the league right now, Casey. So look out, Rex and the Bills. This is going to be fun to see what happens here.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, if there's no Shady McCoy in this game, that's going to be bad news for the Bills there, because he looked like everything. I don't know why they rushed him out to get him playing last week. He had the gimpy hammy, and he goes out there and he tweaks it. He wasn't looking that good before he tweaked it, and now who knows? I mean, if this is a setback, that whole team is going to be going back. But you know who is getting healthy, dude, is Rob Gronkowski, dude.
Yeah.
The two tight end formation that New England is using is destroying teams, dude.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that two tight ends formation there that with Martellus Bennett and Gronk, man, that is going to be something to be reckoned with. That we'll see what Rex has to answer what they can do with that formation, man.
How classic was that? Did you see the Gronk interview when he says one more TD and then he'll have 69 and then proceeded to giggle like a schoolgirl? Pretty funny, Gronk. Gronk. It was great, dude. But the Bills, dude, this could be their first sweep in New England since 99. However, Rex is 4-11 versus the hoodie, and he already beat him once this year, so I don't see the sweep happening.
No chance. All right, Casey, up next, it is the Packers at the Falcons. Falcons favored by 3.
This is an important game for both of these teams, man. Falcons dropped one last week. You know they would love to have that back. And the Packers haven't looked great, but they're still sitting at 4-2. Bad news for these Packers, dude, with Eddie Lacy on IR. Aaron Rodgers is now the leading rusher on that team, bro.
Oh, man.
And he's got 96 yards. That's not good.
Yeah, the Packers really are in a little bit of a funk right now, and Rodgers also a little bit out of sync with everything. No, none of his receivers seem to be stepping up for him, and the Falcons actually have lost two in a row. Casey, remember, they lost that one to the Seahawks in a controversial ending a couple weeks ago. So this is one of the hottest teams in the league, but they've dropped two, and they're at home again. That's a huge NFC game, bro.
Julio, baby, is going to go off in that game. All right, Dave. Wow, it seems like we were talking about this game just 2 weeks ago.
Because we were.
This time it's your San Diego Chargers at the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos are 5-point favorites in this one, dude.
Yeah, and justifiably, but, you know, the Broncos at home, they got things right, beating up on Brock Osweiler and really actually just pummeling Brock Osweiler and making him look silly for leaving that team. But they had dropped two in a row prior to that. So it was important that they got it going in the right direction. And the Chargers obviously had huge struggles at the beginning of the year, but they're on a two-game winning streak, including beating the Broncos on that Thursday night not too long ago, and then really, really a gut-check win in Georgia against the Falcons after trailing by 17. So Chargers are hot right now. And they can they're so hot. They can put points on the board. We'll see. Trevor Siemian's getting a little healthy, and the running back tandem there is looking pretty solid for the Broncos. But that young Charger defense playing pretty well.
Yeah, dude. Chargers find a way to get this win, man. They are going to muck that AFC West up and make it very interesting.
Yeah, it's a tight division. It's going to be real interesting seeing how that goes. Okay, Casey, Sunday Night Football. It is the 4-2 Eagles at the 5-1 Cowboys. This is a big one, bro. And the Cowboys at home favored by 4.5.
Yeah, dude, the thing with these Eagles, man, you got to make them earn it. They haven't been lighting it up on offense, but they're figuring out ways to get points, including the return game, dude. They're the only team in the NFL this season that has a kickoff return for a touchdown, and they've done it back-to-back weeks. So got to limit points in special teams. But the Cowboys, dude, the bye is coming at a really good time. Finally getting healthy on defense. Skandrick's going to be back in this game. And how about Anthony Brown, dude, the rookie out of Purdue? He's been holding it down in the secondary there. Mo Claiborne should be back, too. He had the concussion a couple weeks ago. So finally getting some pieces there. DeMarcus Lawrence, another week out there on the field. Hopefully he can contribute and get to that quarterback. Maybe Marinelli can show Carson Wentz some things he hasn't seen so far, but dude, we can't talk about this game without talking about Dak Prescott, bro. He's getting the weapon back too.
Oh yeah, that would be Dez Bryant, bro. He's the man, and obviously that they won't even need to lean on Dez. It's like a bonus because of the way Zeke has been running the football, and that offensive line has been blocking it up. This Eagles defense, though, has been playing some real good football, Casey. This is a challenge for them because this Cowboys offense, like you said, add Dez Bryant to the mix there, it's an extremely, extremely potent Cowboys offense.
Yeah, dude, we saw it last week against the Vikings. Philadelphia really set the tone on how intense that game was going to be, and the Vikings simply didn't respond. You saw how Zimmer talked about it this week. He was disappointed, too. The Cowboys can't let that happen. I think they know how big of a game it is, so they better be hyped. But these Eagles, dude, it looked like, you know, their two biggest games this year against Pittsburgh and against Minnesota, they made quick work of those guys.
Yeah.
So Cowboys got to match the intensity. Don't turn the ball over. Dak's been really good at that. And, you know, get that offense rolling, man. Give me a little Beasley in there, too. This is going to be an awesome game, bro. I'm completely stoked. And if the Cowboys win this game, stretch that lead in the division a little bit. Otherwise, both these guys will be sitting at 5-2, and I don't like that.
Not at all. And the Cowboys currently the number one seed in the AFC. It's a little early to start thinking that far down the line. Or is it?
Ooh,
playoff. I love to look at playoff implications. Obviously, a divisional battle here.
And we don't see those dirty Eagles until week 17. So, you know, we've got to get that win and feel good about it for a while.
At least we can look ahead and think that one might not be winners in the playoff, losers, season is over, like it's been so many times. The way these teams are looking right now, it could be for playoff positioning. All right. That is going to do it for this episode of The Trenton Zone. Don't forget, we're on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, footballradioshow.com. He is Casey. I am Dave. We are out of here.